It's Monday the 17th of November and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5pm news. The Walvis Bay Municipality has launched Ovakalimo, an online platform that permits residents to report issues directly to the council. The tool, which is part of the EU-supported Irongo Good Governance Project, aims to support transparency, accountability and citizen participation. The municipality's spokesperson Anita Kahiva has more.
This would make it just a one-stop place where if you come across anything that looks out of sight, that is either vandalized or broken, you can report it to the municipality. Just take a picture of it. You go into your browser. You go to ovakalimo.org, and then you just choose a category, and then your matter will then be sent directly to the relevant department. So then you can also check up on your report to see whether it's attended to, whether it's in the process of being attended to, or whether it has been resolved. So we are really just enabling our residents, just a dedication to the people of Walvis Bay, and to make it easier for them to report any matters and to enhance service delivery from the municipality.
South Africa's information regulator has ordered the country's revenue service to release former President Jacob Zuma's tax records for 2010 through to the period of 2018. The decision follows a Promotion of Access to Information Act investigation, with the regulator saying South African law does not allow absolute secrecy, especially where wrongdoing is suspected. Members of the UN Human Rights Council have adopted a resolution for an independent fact-finding mission to investigate reported mass killings in El Fasher, Sudan. At a special session of the council in Geneva on the matter in the city in Darfur, which fell to paramilitary forces in October, the text passed without a vote, a strong sign of international support. Here's UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk.
The atrocities that are unfolding in Al-Fashir were foreseen and preventable, but they were not prevented. They constitute the gravest of crimes. The international community has a clear duty to act. There has been too much pretense and performance and too little action. It must stand up against these atrocities, a display of naked cruelty used to subjugate and control an entire population. It must take action to prevent continued large-scale human rights violations, often ethnically motivated, in Darfur and beyond.
Ukraine is expected to agree a major warplane, missile and air defense deal with France later today. President Volodymyr Zelensky is traveling to Paris for a meeting with his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron, who has recently pledged to provide Kyiv with substantial military support. And finally, with Black Friday just around the corner, financial experts are urging shoppers to spend wisely. Their advice: sticking to a shopping list, comparing prices, and avoiding impulse purchases or unplanned credit. Minyodo Priya from Old Mutual Namibia warns that overspending now could affect festive season budgets and trickle into January worries.
Black Friday is almost here and the excitement is everywhere. Stores are shouting about massive discounts, online deals are popping up on your feed, and everyone seems ready to grab something before it's gone. But here's the truth. A bargain isn't a bargain if it leaves you broke or stressed about money. December is around the corner, and that means family gatherings, travel and extra expenses. Don't let one day of shopping derail your holiday plans or your January budget. Spend with intention, not emotion, because the best deal you can score this Black Friday is peace of mind.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.